even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we are on fire, and we're back now. 800-313-9443 is the number to jump aboard, and let's take another call here. Joe in Texas is next. Hello, Joe. You're next with Ian.
How are you, Rick? It is.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, Ian. I had a question, sir, regarding where the Bushes and the carry forth with Rick's question.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the Bushes were involved with Germany in World War II, and I know that the Rothschilds were involved, the Rockefellers and the Goldwaters. And I'm going to make it real short, and it's probably a big question, but I'd like to know how many of our representatives in Congress and senators are within this genealogy between the Bushes, the Goldwaters, the Rothschilds, and the Rockefellers. And that was my question. I'll sit back and listen.
All right. That's a good question. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Ian. You can start tackling that one.
Okay. Well, in reference to the World War II scandal, which has been a lot more light has been shed upon it in recent years. A lot of it revolved around the Thyssen Flick U.S. company, which a lot of it had to do with the management through the Harriman Company.
The Harriman Company, yes.
Harriman and Company. That was a very big... Harriman and Company was a very big agency which brought together the great business minds of the time to run agents, run other companies, run other companies around the world. But this Thyssen Flick issue is really where it predominates from the issues with. Profiteering from World War II. Now, the genealogies of current congressmen and current senators, there are several senators that are related to each other, not of really, really close bond, but definitely have the same ancestry, or at least similar ancestry, as well as the president. Which I can go into detail with a whole nother show,
mm-hmm.
but the
we can arrange for that.
I usually give a very good example, and this is a great example. Is the election year of '92, when we had Governor Lowell P. Weicker running for. Governor of the state of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
We had Christy Todd Whitman running for the state of New Jersey.
Yep.
We had Claiborne Pell running for his last election for the Senate seat in the state of Rhode Island. John Hubbard Chafee running for the Senate seat in the state of Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
William F. Weld running for the governor's seat of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, boy.
I'm
sorry. And Howard Dean running for the governor's seat in the state of Vermont.
Yes.
And, of course, John Forbes Kerry running Senate seat in the state of Massachusetts.
Right.
We're just thinking of the Northeast in that group. They are all related.
Interesting. Hold that thought. I want to come right back to that, and we'll take more calls just ahead. 1-800-313-9440. Jump aboard now. Rick Adams, radio editor, my guest in... We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers, demanding invasive personal info for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's Privacy Crisis by author Greg Hall. In minutes, you'll know the method himself is used and advised about in order to bank anonymous, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop on radar, and virtually disappear for those looking to cause you injury. Book and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy contains information and legal advice the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by phone. Call 702-433-622.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been a global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Don't wait any longer. Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for effective natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbed and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, the chicken farmer farms, chickens. Have you had it? Is it time to declare liberty? It's your choice. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your for a bowl of rice and a bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back with Ian O'Hara, my guest, and we are getting into opening some real interesting forays here tonight. We'll take more calls in just a few minutes from now. Our number is 800-13-943, but you just mentioned a whole string of politicos here, Ian, that, as you say, are all in some way interrelated. Well, that is interesting. You know, we heard a lot about the Kerrys and the Bushes being interrelated, some interesting bloodlines. And you told me this also a while back, probably, about the relationships. Many of them in power today. It's just astounding to see their bloodlines.
Well, absolutely. There's a very several common trends within within both sides of political stream. And you know, it, again, speaking to the crowd that I'm speaking to, I mean, that's something that I guess could be in reference to a conspiratorial ideal. Maybe a aristocracy is created underneath the eyes of America.
I think you may have something there. You may indeed have something there. And, you know, you mentioned, for instance, Dean in Vermont, and you mentioned a pal here in Rhode Island and some of the other people, the Chafees, and interesting to see their parallels, their relationships, their families, their ancestors over the years, and maybe there was some incestuous relationship in more than one way. I don't know. But it's interesting how, for instance, a guy like Claiborne Pell could be able to come to Rhode Island, be a transplant, I believe it was from New York, wasn't it? And to literally buy his Senate seat when everyone predicted he would lose. And in 1961, And, he spent the time, I believe it was $1 million. Is that right?
That is correct. And it was the most expensive suits ever bought at that period of time
In the history of the country, probably. I mean,
well, it could very well have been. I know that there was a great deal of money spent on the governorship in Arkansas by Winthrop Rockefeller.
Oh, yes. But here, $1 million for a state as tiny as Rhode Island at that time, I mean, that'd be maybe, what, $18, $20 million today?
Yeah.
A sizable amount of money, and gets elected and manages to just absolutely do a Truman, victory over Dewey here. And you know what happened there, and here we are. Here we are in a family, Pell family in Newport Island, an aristocracy family, no question about it, eminently wealthy. His father was involved in many government positions, in the State Department, and so forth.
Right.
And who would dare try to unseat a guy like Pell? And Chafee ran. He ran against him, right?
That is correct.
And Chafee lost.
Right.
In that particular first try or so. Then Chafee eventually won his Senate seat, and it's very interesting what happened from that point on. But two very wealthy families, and that's the way it's been ever since. And really, going back in the history of the state, that is the way it basically was, unless, you can think of a particular senator, or more in the Senate than in the Congress, who was not fairly well off and did not come from a pretty industrious or wealthy family.
I don't know of very many. I mean, I have a loss for names this moment in time.
I can imagine with all the names.
But one senator from the state of Rhode Island that comes from humble beginnings. That would be John O. Pastore, Italian, of course, Italian immigrant family, but a very powerful family in the West.
Mm-hmm. He was governor first, and then went to the Senate.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. That answers that particular question. But what about the Kerrys and the Bushes, and how far back to their relationships go genetically?
Oh, go all the way back to the founding of America.
Mm-hmm.
John Kerry, of course, is on his maternal side are Forbeses. At the time of the Forbeses coming to America, second wealthiest family in the colonies. That second wealthiest family in the colony of the first wealthiest family in the colony of Massachusetts Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The second wealthiest family in the New England colonies. Of course, there's a great deal of competition between Hancock and the Forbeses. But the Forbeses married very, very well for several generations, with some scandal as well. I mean, they carried some scandal. An example would be Black Jack Forbes, who, of course, was a slave trader and trying to trade and part of the pirating groups of that time.
Yes.
Even after the embargo of Africans to the United States,
mm-hmm.
Or to the New World.
Mm-hmm.
The families go back. A great long time. They're carrying common bonds, not just one, but several.
And of course, the grandfather or grandmother Cohen, Jewish blood there as well.
Yes.
So there, and the Bushes too. And I don't know, going to ancestry in Germany, some of the same questions remain about the time and where exactly they came from. And I don't know how far back you go. But, genealogies, of course, as in the scriptures, go back thousands and thousands of years.
Thousands of years, absolutely.
Exactly. All right, let's take another call here. We've got Mike in Illinois patiently waiting. Hello, Mike. On the program with Ian. Hi, Mike. Our guest, Ian O'Hara. All right, is he there? I don't hear him. Maybe he's just...
Great.
Oh, here he is. Maybe he is here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you, Mike. Yes, hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Say, what do you know about the families or the dynasties that perished on the Titanic?
Well, there were about 800 families on the upper board of the ship. But the most famous of those families were, of course, the Astors. With Astor's death, brought his brother and his nephew to power as the dynastic leaders of the Astor family, and that brought different way of life for the Astors. Not saying positive or negative, but definitely brought a different way of life. John Jacob and Vincent had different ways of going about philanthropic adventures. As you know, they were the eldest of the great Knickerbocker families of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And their wealth surpassed even the wealth of the New Blood, which were the Rockefellers, and the even though the Rockefellers were middle class, upper middle class at the time, if we were to use common terms of today, the ancestry of them, as well as the ancestry of the nouveau riche, such as Mellon and Vanderbilt. But yes, there was quite a bit of wealth lost, and of course, two families come to complete death. The Spencer family of Cavendish, England, who were coming here to the United States as a pleasure trip. And again, that brought in a new lead of individual in those two particular families. As you know, the late Kathleen Kennedy married the Earl of Cavendish, who just so happens to be the nephew of the Spencer family that died on that fatal ship. So yes, there are some very interesting little tidbits of information that you can glean from the boards of the Titanic. That's a very interesting question. I wonder why that came up.
Why did that come up, Mike? Go ahead.
It's because, the Federal Reserve, this was around the time the Federal Reserve was being
12, 13, yep.
Yeah, and I was wondering if maybe these families, these certain dynasties may not have wanted to go along with these other dynasties with, the Federal Reserve plan. I wonder if there could have been some dissent.
Well, I'm sure there was definitely dissent within the Astor plan.
All right, hold that thought. Stay on the line. And you too, of course, Ian O'Hara, my guest, genealogist. I want to pick up on that. We come right back in just 3 minutes on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you independence. You need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're audited, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have perfect products to keep preparations. To the first 10 people purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Woodcook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Summer is again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas bills. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 90% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is really unburned fuel that's expelled tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fueled more completely, helping your engine deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. It's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and a favor, and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
And we have our caller on the line, I believe, Mike, and we have our genealogist, Ian O'Hara. And all right, gentlemen, you were Mike. You were just about to say something, I believe, pertaining to the we're talking about the Titanic and the Federal Reserve Act. All of this happening. What was your point? You think there was some maybe some, methodology in the sinking of the Titanic? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, I've always been curious about that.
And what do you think, Ian?
Well, I can't really comment on the methodology of the sinking of the
Titanic. Or the purpose of it, you know? You think there was fishy business there?
Well, I can't really comment on that, but I do know that there were definitely interesting discussions between Astor and some of his fellow philanthropists at the time. About his worries of definitely a sized system.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's thing. So there was dissent within the family.
Oh, there was definitely dissent within the ranks.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Do you have any comment on what was just said, Mike? What do you think?
No, I'm curious. It just seems like these families, families do like the mafia when somebody doesn't want to go along with the program.
Well,
yes.
It's anything is possible. Sure. I mean, we don't know all of the facts, and only God knows, but we can only speculate, and we don't have much to speculate on at this point. But we do know, as Ian said, they were not all happy with the way things were going. That's for sure. Thank you very much for that call, Mike. Let's take, I believe, Joe. Joe in Rhode Island is on. Joe Church, hello.
Hi, Rick.
Hello there.
Hi, Ian.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. I'm up here in Rhode Island myself.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah. No weather. Oof. In Genesis, in the book of Genesis, 3, verse 15, it says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He bruised thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. In my studies of the scriptures through the years, I found that two seed lines, you can trace them all the way through the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55 gives a true listing of the sons of Judahites, son after son. This beget this one, beget this one. And at the end, mentions the Kenites, the sons of Cain, who tagged on to them and actually became their business scribes, monetarily and scripturally, for their record keeping.
Mm-hmm.
And they always tagged along. They were like a fellow traveler, if you will, to use Rick's term.
Yes.
In Jeremiah 35, you also have a similar scenario where they always remained separate. Even though they were similar in fashions, they always kept their own little identity separate. So maybe you could comment on that first question, a couple others.
What was the question, Joe?
The question is does Ian see, like even today, a people who are like the, let's say, the King line, the Judahite King line, like Ian, and all the King lines of the British Isles, does he see a people that are like these ancient scribes and bookkeepers that tag along with these the King line but always remain separate? Can you see that a parallel scenario?
I can see definitely there have been many what I call best way of it. I've seen a lot. Can understand where you're coming from with this, but there has been a lot of speculation on the balance between a true king and a false king. And in a great example in British history, I believe that the true kings of Great Britain are not the kings that we see today. They are the false kings. Mm. For example, the true kings of Great Britain are the Stuarts, the Spencers, the Plantagenets. These are Plantagenet kings, and I believe that there's a true that we are ruled a false under false rule. Imposters.
Mm.
Correct. And it's gone back and forth between the imposter kings and the true kings. And again, while we're in the midst of it, we don't recognize
them. Yes. Does that ring a bell with you, Joe, at all?
Oh, yes. And it started way back in Genesis.
All right. Can you hang on? Stay where you are, Joe Church, and our guest, Ian O'Hara. I'm Rick Adams. We shall return with more fascinating talk right here on Uncensored Radio Free America on RNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, this isn't such a great big mystery to this anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the disease. When we do our program, you know, herbal formula like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's all thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 9% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly for credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, New American Educational Services is to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and stunning, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not creditors. To take back your freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-57097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable sim can chop off nearly a third of electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN to purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Our guest and our caller. And Ian O'Hara is our guest, Joe, our caller. Joe, did you want to comment first on what Ian just said in response?
I think he made it very clear, Rick.
Yes, okay. Next point, then. Next question.
Next point.
Yes.
The British Isles, the Germanic people, the English, the Danish, the Finnish, the Spanish, the Frankish, the Romanish, all of them in ISH. ISH in Hebrew is a Hebrew word, means man. So you've got the Spanish, a Spain man, Frankish man, Romanish, Roman man, Danish, Dane man. The Hebrew is hidden right in the names. So many are descendants of the ancestors of the Assyrian captivity where they came out of.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Babylonian. Many didn't return to Jerusalem. They just were scattered also.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this. Being that many of our ancestors came from many of these countries I just mentioned, the United States, and by the way, many stayed behind, and it's only certain ones were going to come to this country for a reason. At this point, I'd like to ask the question, do you think that many of the descendants, having said that, many of the descendants of characters that were mentioned in the scriptures, such as Elijah prophet, Jeremiah prophet. Is it possible their ancestry would have gone into the European countries that I just mentioned and then finally migrated to the United States as last resting place?
There's no question about the ancestry of fathers. No question about it. Because we all derive from the center focal point of the Middle East and North Africa. There's no doubt about that. You can just look at the Aryan tribes and how they traveled. You can look at the Mongol tribes and how they traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Roman and Greek tribes and peoples as they traveled. There's no question that the biblical the biblical balance is definitely there, and there's no doubt that you may definitely be a descendant of one of them in the Bible. The question is does the church want you to know that?
Mm-hmm.
And are they willing to give that information up to you?
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting thought, isn't it, Joe? Huh?
It is. It reminds me, Rick, of the Crusades.
Huh?
A war in which the churches who kept the genealogies, the records, very diligently of the families. And even today, you see how people keep their family trees and Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
They always kept their genealogies, going back maybe a couple hundred years. But during that crusade, that was the cutoff. That's when Hansel and Gretel were out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And the birds came and ate up the breadcrumbs so they couldn't find their way back. The crusades was the cutoff. So that we couldn't find our way back.
There's an allegory here, huh?
Yes.
That's interesting. So they didn't know exactly how to get back home, huh?
Right.
And the big bad wolf came along too, didn't he?
Yes.
These stories that have been related actually are stories that folklore and so forth that from the Bible.
Yes. Those were all hidden stories in German folklore.
Mm-hmm.
We got all fairy tales when I was a young fella.
That's
and
true.
You too,
very interesting. Well, you asked some good questions, Joe, and brought some good points home here. Do you have anything else before we go along?
Yes. A tribe known as the Melungeons were Portuguese people shipwrecked off the North Carolina coast. Went up into the Appalachian Mountains because they wanted to be alone and keep their genealogy kind of separate. They always get dead under the juniper tree. And it reminds me of a fellow by the name of Elijah the prophet. He begged father to take us because he was no better than his fathers before him. He went under the juniper tree to ask for that death. I just find that interest that these people would do that in the tradition of the juniper tree.
It's not coincidental.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely
right.
Something of interest. And just to keep a note, Joe, is, you know, think of the authors of Spain and think of the Burgundians of Germany, and think of the progressive thinkers of Romania, such awful deaths that came upon them through such a tyrannical force and church. But anyways, I'm not here to speak on that particular thing. I'm here to speak on the Bush and Rockefeller, Aldrich, menage a trois.
Yes,
also,
indeed.
Also, the Black Island, a fellow from the University of Connecticut just did a find about 10 years ago on Black Island, Ian. And
yeah.
The people he found, did the site on, were people who call themselves the Manasseans.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened this site was, he did the site as 500 B.C., and, of course, the Christian scholars in this country call this country Manasseh. And Manasseh in Hebrew means forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
That applies to the country to the T. But what they're trying to bring out is on Black Island, 500 B.C., that would have been the time when Manasseh, which went into the Assyrian captivity,
mm-hmm.
was previous to 500 B.C. that he dated.
Wow.
Just in enough time to get to Black Island, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
That some of those ancestors are in Rhode Island.
So you mean some of the descendants?
Yes.
I would say probably. I don't believe the country was founded on. I don't believe that North America was founded on dates that were listed, that have been listed through what I call commentary. I think mm-hmm. there's a little more to it.
Yes.
And I have my own theories, but at this moment in time, not going to go into those.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
thank
interesting.
You very much,
all right.
Ian.
Thank you, Joe, for calling. Good, a good discussion, really. Let's take another call. John in Florida is next. Hello, John.
I don't even know where to start after all these people are talking.
I know how
but
you
anyway,
feel.
Anyway, Rick, I just want to say thank you for always a great show and being so patient, everybody. It's such a pleasure to tonight after night. And God bless you and your great guest there. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Ian, I'm doing fine. I'm calling tonight because I've been wanting to ask a question to a qualified person, and I think you're it. Are you familiar with the name Burkes, B-U-R-K-E-S, period, P-E-E-R-A-G-E?
Burkes Peerage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the British firm that acts blue buds around the world?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, write this down or make a note of it. In the Toronto Globe and Mail of 10/20, year 2000, there was a really nice photograph of George Bush to be the president and Al Gore at a very sophisticated elite dinner. It was all about the Blue Bloods. And I'll cut through the chase here. The firm had documented that the lineage of all 42 presidents, 35 of them have some sort of royal connection. I just wonder if you knew that.
Yeah, I did. And again, I stated earlier in the program.
Okay,
show on that.
Say it again.
All 35 of those presidents also common ancestry mm-hmm. in America. As well as common ancestry in Europe.
Right.
Yes.
So thank you for that. And then also Rick and then Ian. I'd like to have Ian come back one night. closer to the election and forecast who of a final group, if there will be a final group, who will be of that lineage, one or two of them, and see if we can pick ahead of time. We have many, 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 many other races as we have picked many years where they've arrived on the scene.
Sure.
Well, you know, he's only too happy to come back.
And also, before you leave again, Ian, you gave a phone number a little while ago with the area code 77.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that's the one.
Can you repeat that number again?
Yes, 727.
Yep.
916-1660.
Okay.
The year 1660. Think
that,
of
that. What code is that, City 2?
Oh, that's my my home in St. Petersburg,
okay.
Florida.
Okay. Well, God bless you both, and thank you for a great show.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling in with a great question. We drifted from one subject to another, one lineage to another. But it doesn't matter whether it's the Bushes, the Careys, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, the Aldridges, or whether it's generations and generations ago across oceans. The fact is, thank you. The fact is that genealogies have a beginning. They do have a starting point, and it's not always easy to trace one's ancestry, but I didn't even get a chance to ask you this, but very quickly, when you do your research, what does it take? You sit down at the Historical Society or something of that sort, Ian?
Well, I do some work at the Historical Societies all throughout New England.
Sure.
And the Eastern Seaboard. I spent some time with the great social keepers of Nevada, Utah, and there's just a plethora of information out there through these groups, as well as my own personal archives.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I do a great bit of work through private agencies and private societies, as well as public societies.
And all of us could actually, any one of us could actually go and begin the process of tracing roots, I assume.
Absolutely.
Very good. Very interesting thing that I've wanted to do for a long time, but I'm afraid to find out who my ancestors were. All right. What happened? Do we have Mark from Wisconsin? Is he there?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Here he is. Mark from Wisconsin. You're on the air with Ian.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Thank
I wondered
you.
If you could let me know if a couple of these bloodlines cross each other. There's, there's Rick Adams and Donald Trump.
Surely you jest.
No, but I had a serious question, too, Rick. There's a guy named Jamal Al-Barghouti.
Yes.
He's the guy who filmed the shootings down there in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Wolf Blitzer mention to him, you have very prominent family in Saudi Arabia and Palestine.
Yes.
Now, I looked it up, and there's a Marwan Barghouti, who's the leader of Fatah, and there's Mustafa Barghouti, who is a candidate for the president of the Palestinian National Authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if he has any other roots that are politics, because I think a lot of these guys in that area are probably plants from real.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time.
And I'm wondering if there's any way I can find out his family in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, Ian,
you
help?
Maybe I'm on the wrong track altogether.
Can you help him out? Can you help Mark out?
I'm familiar with the Barghoutis. Barghouti's a very well-established. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you. You're being heard.
Okay. The Barghoutis are a very well-established and prominent family in the Palestinian Authority,
mm-hmm.
as well as in the in other Arab states and France. Now the issue of the plant I can't comment on because I'm not part of that particular not part or parcel of knowledge of any of those things. But what I do know is that they are definitely a willing and free family from the tyranny that the Israelis place upon the Palestinian people.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, as you remember, my wife, an avid supporter of the state of Palestine.
Yes, I do.
Very well versed in that, and and in its social and cultural mores.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, yes, the Bargoodies are very well situated in the state of Palestine, and most of the children from the elites come to America for their collegiate education as going to France and England. So
does that help you at all, Mark?
No.
It does. I was just if his Wolf Blitzer made it sound he had prominent family in Saudi Arabia too.
Oh yes, absolutely. Stated earlier, the Bargoodies are very well placed within the Arab culture in many states, both in Saudi Arabia and in Syria, as well as in Libya. Their leading state, what would be considered a State Department in Libya, was directed by Bargoodi.
Mm-hmm.
And that Bargoodi, I think, would be the brother of Marwan Barghouti.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick, do you know if the Fatah, if there's ever been any relationship between the Mossad financing Fatah at all?
Well, specifically, I don't have anything before me, but I will say they have established Hamas itself. That was originally funded and started by the Israelis as a counter to the PLO.
Right.
So they
right.
do finance and play both ends of the spectrum. They create a dialectic for their own evil purposes.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
We'll
be right back, and we'll take two more calls of what we can squeeze in. We'll be back with our callers in just 3 minutes, our guest.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the World Order, and much more. So be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise. Call for your free materials. F 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be dependent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves, give you the independence you need to cook and bake food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right location, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offer the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your work. But with Ethos FR, it burns more completely, helping your engine deliver better mileage and helping you save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctavegas.com to get your bot today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
All righty, we are back, and we have time just enough for more calls.
and let's see if we can squeeze him in. Paul in New York. Hi, you're on the program.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Great show.
Thank you.
Real quick, how much credibility does it give to the rumor that Pauline Robinson Pierce spent time in France in the 1920s with Aleister Crowley?
Uh-huh. All right. You have an answer?
I'm quite familiar with that connection, stating that Barbara Bush would be the bastard child of Aleister Crowley. Being a student of the founders and purveyors of occult, that very piqued interest of mine for a period of time. It is very true that she did do that. My thing is that I'm not quite sure of the time and
does the timeline work out?
To me, the timeline did not work out. But it is true that she did and was enamored and studied with the late Aleister Crowley.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something.
So there's a lot of Satanism, perhaps, to be dealing with here, huh?
You know, and could very well be, but again, timeline for me is not 100%, and I'm not willing to step out on that limb.
You want to be accurate and only deal with what you know. All right, good point.
Just
thank you, Paul.
Just throw it out for you there, Rick.
Sure, question. All right.
Thank you. Let's
see if we can squeeze Gary in Tennessee. Hi, Gary. Gary fell off, hoping to fall off the planet. All right, well, that gives us just enough time to wrap up then. Boy, I mean, you have captivated our interest tonight, Ian. And delve into these other questions that you brought up, that you can certainly go on many programs with us dealing with these issues, these people, these genealogies, and where it's all led to, where it came from, where it's leading America and the world, for that matter.
Right.
Good. Well, you're very well read, and you're very studied, and it's nice to have an expert on it like yourself.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's nice to be on.
Thank you. We'll have you on our TV program locally, too, which we do public access. Let me give the number again once more for people who would like to contact Ian. It is area code 727, and the number is 916-1660. And, he certainly does respond to your questions if he can. If he can help you, he will be happy to. So. And thank you, Ian, for coming on, brother. Thank you,
Rick.
Been my pleasure. All right, we'll talk again. All right, good night now. And that's just about it. We're out of time. Tomorrow night we have Harmony. Harmony Grant and Ted Pike's niece, Ted Grant. Yeah, Ted Pike himself. And they'll be once again giving us a very important, urgent update on the so-called hate bill in the Senate and in the House as well. All right, much more to come, so stay tuned throughout the week. Join us again tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, saying good night.
It's true.